Abraham. If you read the history of Abraham, his life, you will notice that this man had gone through a lot of things. He came from that part of the world where if a person doesn't have a child, he or she is always humiliated. I come from that same culture. I come from Liberia in a small town called Biakra. Biakra is a small town. It's the central point for Methodist ministry. In the early 1900s, American missionaries built a mission station in order to evangelize my tribal people. And the first missionary to Liberia was called Mervyn Cox. Cox went to Liberia in 1833, 4 months after he died of tuberculosis. Abraham heard the call of God. God called him and said, Abraham. And we don't know why. He didn't tell us. He didn't tell Abraham. Again, I come from a culture where when an elder tells you something, you don't ask questions. You do it. And so I grew with that concept. But when I graduated from high school, I went to the Methodist College for a seminary for a theological study. I began to develop the idea of asking questions. Because in seminary, you have to ask questions. You have the deep inside the passage. Why? When? How? All those things taught me to ask questions. But when I came to this country, and some of you know, we want to know my age. It's always said that you don't ask a lady about his age, and so you don't ask a man for his age either. I have a 20-year-old now. She will be 20 years old in the 26th of this month. When she was 10 years old, she told me, Daddy, I said, yes. He said, I want to be a lawyer. I said, yeah, that's good. I thought you were going to be a pastor since you are my first. And, I thought you were going to be a pastor. He said, yeah, I'll be a pastor, but I want to be a lawyer first. And so from that time, that girl touched me. Anytime I tell her something, she asks me, why? Why I got to do that? What is it for? I said, sit on it. Don't why me. I'm your daddy. When daddy says that, you do it. I see that in Abraham. Abraham never asked questions. And all these passages from Genesis 12 to all the way to 22nd, the 22nd chapter we will be meditating on, he never asked questions. God told him, leave your place. Go to an unknown place. How can you leave certain for uncertain? God told Abraham, leave your family, leave your tribe, leave everything you have ever known. Go to a land that I will what? Show you. I don't know what land. So Abraham packed and left. I came to this country almost 33 years ago. In my early 20s. Again, I'm not going to tell you my age. You guess it. So my first experience was when I entered New York. Can you imagine somebody from Africa, 90 degree weather, you got to New York in January? I almost told the pilot, man, take me back to Monrovia. I can't stand this. It was cold. It was breezy. So they took me to Kansas City. I went to my dormitory room. The next day, I saw snow all over. And a friend of my roommate, he was so kind enough, he went and bought some food. And what was that? Pizza. So I said, what is this? He said, pizza. Oh, so no, that's manna. Manna from heaven, right? Because that was my first time to eat pizza. I haven't seen pizza. And, I felt so homesick. So I can imagine how Abraham felt. Leaving your home, living the wonderful place you know, your family, your children, your friends, and the food, beautiful food, you left it. And God said, just go. Go, when I'm ready, I will show you where to be. Just pack up your things and go. And so Abraham left. He left. God promised him all these great things. I will make your name great. You will be a wonderful person. I gave you lots of children. Your name will be honored. Isn't that enticing? So Abraham went. And for real, God bless him. Yeah, what he wanted. But there was one thing that was missing. Guess what was it? His wife could not what? Have children. You know, in my preaching, I like my congregation to respond. So I will ask you questions. I want to be a participatory sermon. I want you to, you know, I'll ask you questions and then I'd like you to help me preach a sermon. I can't preach it by myself. I want you to be a part of it. So Abraham got everything and he was happy, I guess. He went through all these trials, but something was happening in his life that he was not happy about. God said, "When through your descendant, I will give you this land. I will bless you. I will bless those who bless you. You will be great." But God, how am I going to do these things here if I don't have a child? So what did Sarah do? She laughed. Sarah took matter into her own hands. What did she do? She went and find Hagar so that she will have children. You see, sometimes we take things in our hands. We are not patient enough to wait for God's time. I am a culprit. I'm always complaining when things are going wrong with me. I say, Lord, why me? Why me? Why all these things are happening to me? Sarah could not bear it anymore. He brought this young woman and said, instead of Abraham saying, no, Miss Sarah, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm going to wait for God's time. He too went and participated in what Sarah had in mind. And what was the result? There was chaos in the home. And God had to take a drastic stand to help that child out of the community. Abraham was getting old. 75 years old, 80 years old, 90 years old, no children. Sarah was getting old. The concern, how is this thing going to work? How in the world God is going to multiply children from me if I don't have a child? It wasn't going to be Hagar's child. It was going to be Sarah's child. But Sarah cannot have children. How is it going to be? And as the story progressed, you see, God went and sent an angel to Sarah. Sarah is going to have a son. And so Sarah went and had a child. Isn't that a joyful thing? That at the age of almost 100 years old, that they have a child? I can think about that. How in the world can that happen? And so those who are going that age, don't give up. You might have some. I always told people, don't give up. God is a miracle worker. He works miracle. He works when we don't expect it. He comes when we give up all of our hope. He comes to us when we are in dire need. Just hold on. Hold on. So Sarah had this child and they were happy. But then God came to Abraham again. He said, young man, that son there, I want him. I want you to give me that son. Did he ask any question? No. Go carry that child to that mountain. Go do something to him. What a desperate demand that God can give. How can that work? How can this mighty loving God encourage someone to kill their own child? Abraham never questioned that. What did he do? He packed up. I know in his heart his house was beating. How is this going to happen, Lord? My only son? The only blessing you've given me? How? How is this going to happen? How is Sarah going to take this news that I took her only son to the mountain and sacrificed him? Abraham could have asked questions or could have said to God, no, I'm not going to do it, man. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take this child away from my wife, my loving wife. I'm not going to do it. But Abraham has something in him which I think all of us need, and that is what? Obedience. You obey God. Every word that comes from God, Abraham, obey it without questioning God's power. Took service, Isaac. Take your only son. That phrase alone. Your son that you love. I mean, God will continue to torture Abraham. You love him. He's your only son. But go kill him. Can you imagine that? Yeah, Abraham and Isaac going. And Isaac looked around, saw the wood. Daddy, I see the wood. I see every other thing. But where is the lamb? Where is the lamb? And I think Isaac had the strength enough to resist, isn't it? This is a 100-year-old man and maybe a 20-year-old. What do you think you're going to do? But in that instant, he obeyed and laid himself on the altar to be sacrificed. I know, I'm convinced that Abraham knew that based on his past experiences with God, God was able to bring something out of somewhere. He knows that God is a God who keeps his promise. He never falters on his promise. He makes promises and brings them to pass. So Abraham was going. Isaac began to ask a question. That's sorrowful. I mean, it was very sorrowful. Daddy, where's the lamb? And what was Abraham's response? The Lord will provide. Always remember that in difficult times, in stressful times, in illness, always remember that when your faith is in God, He will provide all necessary things that you need. I have been going through a lot in this country. I have been here 33 years, but my life is just spinning. Sometimes I want to give up. God, what is this here? I can't stand it anymore. But when I go to sleep, I pray and say, son, just be still. Just be still. In the twinkling of an eye, once Abraham was about to get to work, what happened? He looked up and saw what? The lamb. God actually provided. God gave when all hopes failed. God gave to Abraham what he had never probably expected. God loved Abraham. Abraham loves Isaac. God loves us. And so what did he do? He gave us his only son. He gave us his only son too. Abraham could not sacrifice his son. God provided the means for that sacrifice. And thank God that I'm not going to die because God provided what? The sacrifice. Sacrifice that takes away the sins of the world. Isaac could not die because God provided what? The sacrifice that his life wouldn't be shed. Yes, God is a promise keeper. He's a God who loves us. Whatever promise he made, he's going to keep it. Let's just be hopeful. Don't give up. Stand firm. Stand firm. He will bring to pass what he promised. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the gift that you have given us, your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the expiation for our sins. Thank you for his blood that was shed that washed us clean from sin. Help us to always look to him. Thank you for the gift of life through him. Because he died, I will not die. I may die physically, but spiritually I will be alive. May we go from here with our assurance that God has provided the salvation for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.